All right, everybody, welcome into another week of Locked On Eagles podcasts. Of course, Locked On Eagles with your host, Louis DiBiase, on this Monday edition of the show, recording on the late night here, getting into Tuesday. So when you're listening, you should probably be on your way to work in your car. Maybe you listen at work, at your desk on LockedOnEagles.com, or when you're driving home, wherever you are, make sure you subscribe to the show, because we go 4 to 5 days a week right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We still got some time until training camp, guys. We have a couple more weeks here getting into, you know, mid to late July. That third week, the Eagles will be back at NovaCare Complex, and it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of stuff to get into. For now, let's get through this slow time together right here on Locked On Eagles. And we're going to get into something actually pretty serious today. I don't know if anybody saw this. Late at night, I think this started to break, that people started to figure out that this guy said this. But we're going to get into that Kansas City. I don't even really want to say his name. I don't even think I owe him that much, to be honest with you. But that Kansas City sports radio host pretty much dragged Andy Reid's reputation through the mud. And I kind of want to go to Reid's defense today on the podcast, because I have some thoughts about that. And I just think the whole opinion that he had, the radio host had, was a disgrace, and it was embarrassing for, as someone that works in professional radio, it was embarrassing. It's something that I would never want to be known for saying. So we're going to get into that today. I do want to defend Big Red, and I think he deserves it. But before we get into that, a very different turn here, a very non-serious topic to start off the show. But somebody wanted me to review how the Natty Light Natterdays taste, and they refused. They pretty much, so one of the listeners wanted me to talk about it on the podcast. My reputation has been in question the past couple days for my food takes on Twitter, and that's why you got to follow me on Twitter at DiBiaseLOE, because I talk about more than just the Eagles. Well, it's mostly Eagles, but it's also shenanigans based as well. And someone tweeted out a can of the Natty Light strawberry lemonade beers, and that, if you're only hearing about these beers for the first time, you're probably sticking up your nose at it, much like I was. However, I did work a couple months ago at a local beer store in my area before I started working full-time in the radio gig here with Locked On and with another radio station up in Buffalo, New York. But I tried them. I had to try them. I was curious. I know it's, of all brands to make this kind of beer, Natty Light is not the one to do it. You know, Bud Light does Bud Light Orange and Bud Light Lime. Labatt also does that kind of stuff. A Canadian Pilsner. There's, you know, craft fruit type beers, but Natty Light is kind of the, I don't know, fraternity, you know, college kid, cheap beer that you're really just not caring about. You have no dignity whatsoever, is basically what is happening if you're drinking Natty Light. They came out with a strawberry lemonade beer, and for me, love strawberry lemonade, big strawberry lemonade guy, not a big Natty Light guy. Regardless, I had to try it. Let me tell you, it's going to be hard for me to describe what it tastes like to you. At first, really stuck my nose up to it. Let it get cold. If you drink it warm at all, it is the most putrid thing you'll ever taste. But and it's called Natterdays specifically. A cold one, it's got flamingos all over the can and everything. A cold one tastes, what can I compare it to? I mean, it's definitely not like a shandy. I think it's in between a beer and a shandy. It's definitely, you know, you're still drinking a beer, but there is that nice little background flavor of the strawberry lemonade. It's very, you know, the beer still kind of tastes like garbage because it's Natty Light, but it's not bad actually for what my expectations were going in. I guess that's the take, is that it was a lot better than what I feared it would be. That Natty Light making a fruit-based beer is kind of terrifying. So there you go. There is your Natterdays review. I mean, you're going to have to go out yourself and try it. Get a six-pack so you don't have to, you know, although 30 packs right now are like $14.99 where I am. So maybe you go out and you just get a big 30 and try them out with the boys or the girls. And I think it's not the greatest beer of all time, but it's not a bad beach beer for sure. I think instead of a, you know, a Coors or a Bud Light or just even a plain Natty Light, I think you could do a lot worse than the Natterday. So there you go. There is my beer review. That is the first time I've ever talked about that on the podcast. I do promise we will get into some Philadelphia Eagles talk today, as we are a Philadelphia Eagles-based podcast. But hey, there you go. There's your Natterday's review for the show. So coming up, though, we're going to take a serious spin here, kind of take a complete 180 here. A Kansas City sports radio host was really, to me, very, very hard on Andy Reid. And I think the majority of people out there in Philadelphia, Kansas City, Green Bay, anyone that's linked with Andy Reid, just all NFL circles, people that know about who Reid is, not only as a coach but as a person, probably had an issue with what this radio host said, and has kind of garnered national attention now. Not good publicity for him, though, for sure. They say all publicity sometimes is good publicity. That's not the case here. I'm going to defend Andy Reid coming up next. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's Monday, June 24th when you're listening. Maybe it's the 25th, 26th. Regardless, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because, you know, you could go back a month from now, you could go back to May, and you can still find a lot of relevant podcasts. We're churning out 4 to 5 podcasts a week, so make sure you get those downloaded into your phone so you can kind of pick your litter. We did the Locked On Corey Clement segment on the show last week. We got into Jeff Stoutland and how his 2019 is key for the future of the offensive line. We had the really fun podcast. One of the most fun things we've done is building the Ultimate Eagles offense with $15. Shout out to Brendan Allen. Hopefully you're listening, bud. I think we gained a new listener with him. He won the Ultimate Eagles Offense Challenge, and we sent him over the DeSean Jackson 2.0 laptop decal. And you can find all your DJX 2.0 merchandise, Locked On Eagles stuff too, if you want to support the show and just get a t-shirt of the logo or a laptop sticker. If you're subscribed and you're a big fan of the podcast, which all of you guys that have come out and said you enjoy the show, tweeting at me, sending me emails, hitting me up on Facebook. Again, I can't tell. It's a dream come true to have people tell me that they enjoy hearing me talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. But we are up and available on TeePublic now, guys, though, so get your merchandise. We're going to have some other fun designs coming up soon, and that'll be a good addition. I think it's always fun. I really like seeing when fans design T-shirts and, you know, different media outlets and stuff. You can get creative with it, and I think I really enjoyed our first design of the DeSean Jackson 2.0 series, so go check those out as well on our Locked On Eagles store at TeePublic. So, as I hinted before the break, a Kansas City sports radio host pretty much dragged everything that Andy Reid is about and just threw it all out the window and took him through the mud, totally took a giant flamethrower to his reputation and his own reputation too. Basically, because he was talking about Tyreek Hill and how the NFL is going to meet with Tyreek Hill, and this guy put a lot of blame on Andy Reid when it comes to not taking Tyreek under his wing, not getting him, you know, the help he needed to stay out of trouble. He ran into that at Oklahoma State. He punched his then pregnant girlfriend, who now he's been, you know, there's the whole phone call where he was very threatening sounding and talking about how they should fear him, and his kid had a hurt, injured arm. It's just a very messy situation. But to say that not only Andy Reid has a lot to do with this, but also bringing in his now deceased son who overdosed, Garrett Reid, back in 2012, who actually was linked to the Philadelphia Eagles. He helped his dad out a lot with the team at times, and Garrett Reid had an addiction problem, and he overdosed back in 2012, and this radio host had the audacity to say that, look, Reid has not been able, one of his strong suits is not mentorship. It's been hurting him on the field football-wise as a coach, but also off the field with his family. And it just, man, that's a garbage take for someone that, to me, sounds like a garbage person. And it's just, it's not warranted whatsoever. I mean, Tyreek Hill is a terrible human being right now who has had the track record of being an abuser for a long time now. And look, for me, at least from a personal level, I don't think you can just fix people, right? I think you can support them, you can do all you can for them, but ultimately, you know, things like addiction, that's a serious illness. It's not just fixable where, you know, Andy Reid can say the right things and suddenly everything's going to be, you know, different. People battle with that. They think it's over, and then they relapse. The fact that this guy would even compare that to what Tyreek Hill has done to this girl and potentially to his son is just absolutely, completely angering. And it really is, especially for Andy Reid. I mean, to criticize Andy Reid as a mentor, do we not remember the Michael Vick situation? Michael Vick coming straight out of jail in 2009, Andy Reid taking him under his wing. Even though they had Donovan McNabb in place, Andy Reid brings him in. I mean, it was, of course, a team decision, also driven by the league pushing him towards Philadelphia. But exactly, though, why do you think Roger Goodell wanted Michael Vick to go to Philadelphia and not Cincinnati or Buffalo, where he probably would have started? Because those two teams, the Bengals and the Bills, both wanted Michael Vick there. Why do you think Roger Goodell pushed Michael Vick towards Philadelphia? Because Andy Reid is a guy that has been known to be a very, very player-friendly head coach. I mean, Michael Vick now sees him as a father figure. That 2010 season where Michael Vick finally put it all together and looked like the ultimate weapon, Randall Cunningham 2.0 for Philadelphia, where he looked like he had broken the league, that has Andy Reid's fingerprints all over it. He took a leap of faith in Michael Vick, and Michael Vick is forever grateful for Reid when he named Kevin Cobb the guy. And then only 2 weeks into the season, Andy Reid goes with Michael Vick, and it paid off. But it's not just on the field, it's off the field. Michael Vick had, you know, talk about if you believe in second chances, Michael Vick is a great example of that. And Andy Reid has so much to do with how Michael Vick recovered coming out of jail and making the most of his second opportunity. Is this guy just totally blind to that fact, or is it another terrible take that he's trying to stand out to gain clicks and maybe to gain a media tour, that he's going to ignore the context of Andy Reid's career and he's just going to throw out a garbage take like that? I mean, that's really what this sounds like. The fact that if anyone could do it, if anyone could do the things like rehabilitating Michael Vick into the type of person he was in Philadelphia, and now throughout the rest of his life, hopefully, it was Andy Reid. And to say, though, that he has not been able to do that for people, not only as a head coach, but as a father, because his son passed away dealing with addiction 7 years ago, is totally angering. And I'm proud to see Philadelphia really rallying around Andy Reid. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Locked On Eagles. When we come back, I want to get into this a little bit more as we wrap the show. Don't go anywhere. This is Locked On Eagles. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Look, I wanted to touch on this on a short podcast today because I think Andy Reid deserves us to defend him. I don't think he's not going to respond to this. I don't think this guy deserves the attention even I'm giving him right now, but I think it's right for Andy Reid to come to his defense and to say once again that he is not a mentor. I think is just totally unfair. He was such a player's coach. I mean, not only Michael Vick, like I mentioned before, coming out of jail, and to see the improvement Vick made not only on the field but off the field as a human being, seeing what he did. I'm not going to give Andy Reid the full credit. A lot of that had to do with Michael Vick and other people as well in his life. But I mean, ask Michael Vick what he thinks about Andy Reid. Go ask what LeSean McCoy thinks about Andy Reid, or DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. These guys saw him as a father figure because he was that impactful, not only as a coach but as a teacher of life, you know, that kind of person off the field as well. I mean, Maclin left Philadelphia, and where did he go? He instantly went to Kansas City to rejoin Andy Reid. Guys love to play for Andy Reid. I mean, I can't remember a single guy that's had a problem with Andy Reid. The only time I've ever seen him get into a spat with someone was in the preseason of that 2012 quote-unquote redeem team season with Cullen Jenkins. And the only reason we call it the redeem team season is because Garrett Reid did pass away, and Vic said actually on NFL Network that they were going to do this for Andy Reid. They were going to get him into the playoffs, not only because of, you know, the hardship that he had to go through with his son passing away, but also because, you know, Reid did get fired that year. He was coaching for his job. Ultimately, the team couldn't get it done, but you saw the team try to rally around Reid because they cared about him that much. And why? Because he cares about them that much. I just think eventually it's time for, I don't think the Andy Reid's message went stale. I think it's more so just sometimes it's time to part ways and to try to do some different stuff. And they really went all in on those dream team years. But you know, he would even – people would get annoyed at it at the press conferences. Andy Reid would just say, I got to do a better job. He would take so much accountability for his players. He would let it all fall on him, and I respect the hell out of coaches that do that. And it's the complete opposite of what Chip Kelly did, who would just simply always blame it on execution. I mean, the Eagles respected him so much that even though they fired him, you know, at the time when they brought in Doug Peterson, it was only a four-year span with Chip Kelly coaching for three seasons in between. They loved so much what Andy Reid did for the organization in the city that they hired Doug Peterson on his recommendation, hoping he would be similar, not just, you know, a strong offensive mind, but being a great coach off the field too. And what do we say about Doug Peterson right now? That players love to play for him on and off the field. They will go to war for that guy, and he comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree, so it's no surprise whatsoever. It was an extreme take. It was an extremely unfair take. I think Andy Reid deserved me defending him on the podcast today just for a little bit. It's a terrible thing that this guy said. I don't even want to say his name. I don't think he deserves that much, but I think Andy Reid deserved me going to bat for him on the podcast today. All right, that's going to do it, everybody, for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. If you're not subscribed to the show, please, once again, do it. It'll help us grow and continue to churn out, hopefully, good content for you 4 to 5 days a week. And also on LockedOnEagles.com, keep the conversation going on Twitter at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiaseLOE, and at Gino_LOE. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.